is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. We've got some good news and some bad news, as always, to get the show started today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
I think bad news, Dave. That's the way to go today.
All right. Well, 24 workers at an Amazon plant had to be rushed to the hospital after a robot accidentally unleashed bear spray.
You mean like the stuff that makes bears run away?
Yeah.
Two dozen workers were treated at five local hospitals, and 30 additional workers were treated at the scene. The official investigation revealed that an automated machine accidentally punctured a 9-ounce bear repellent can and released the spray, which again affected over 50 people. A 9-ounce can, over 50 people have to get treated.
Powerful.
Including 24 going to the hospital, not even just getting treated at the scene.
Or you just go into the hospital, you're like, ah, my eyes. And then you just, you know.
Take the day off.
Paid time off work.
Yeah, some medical leave.
I was talking about this story with Ian. Like, wouldn't this be unfortunate if this is the way that the robots take over? Like, they're not going to fleece us of our intelligence by, you know, manufacturing AI or you're draining all of our bank accounts. They're just going to be a bunch of like teenage pranks. It's going to be like a bunch of machines just giving us swirlies and stuff.
So annoying.
Just breaking our spirits.
Spraying us in the eye with bear spray.
Giving us wedgies.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Dude, like atomic wedgies.
Putting banana peels on the ground so we slip.
In the tailpipe.
Yeah. That'd be funny, though.
That's a whole different kind of story.
And that's how the robots won.
We just gave up. That's fine.
The Matrix has been needing a sequel for a while, right? Or an origin story. How it all came about.
Keanu Reeves would be going, whoa, bro. Wedgie? Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Is that a banana in your tailpipe, bro?
Oh, bro.
Have they?
What'd you hurt?
Have they said anything else about the Bill and Ted movie?
No, man.
Like it was hot and heavy for a minute there.
It went sideways, didn't it? Like they lost funding for it?
Is that what happened?
Uh-huh, I thought so, yeah.
Keanu Reeves took a picture with that Sean Penn looking dude.
Oh.
The other guy in Wild Stallions?
The bootleg one?
Yeah. It was like, please, let's make this movie. I have been available for 31 years.
And it went downhill. God dang it, it was so close.
Son of a gun.
Dang it.
Well, some good news today as well.
Okay, what do we got?
21-year-old guy from Ireland, whose name is Ryan O'Connor, lives in Australia, trains racehorses. Kind of a badass job, right? Like, he's an Irish guy that lives in Australia that trains racehorses.
Okay.
He's in good shape. He's 21 years old. Hasn't really been feeling that well. Something just felt a little bit off. Didn't really think it was a big deal because, you know, he's 21. Most 21-year-olds pretty healthy. He's at work one day, though. Got kicked in the back by a horse.
Oh.
Oof.
Ow.
Kick didn't really cause that much damage.
Like, what are you doing,
really?
Horse?
Yeah. He did go to the hospital with back pain, and while they were there, they realized, wait a minute, you actually have a very aggressive form of testicular cancer. Had to have multiple surgeries to remove a 3.5-inch tumor. Also had to go through chemo. Earlier this year, though, got the all clear. So getting kicked in the back by the horse made him go to the doctor. They find this aggressive form of cancer that would have killed him otherwise. Horse saved his life.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Horse kicks me in the back, and I find out I have testicular cancer. I don't, you know, I'm not thinking that horse.
Do you blame the horse?
Yeah, you're like, what in the hell are you doing, Sarah Jessica Parker? That is just mean.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sylvia. So, you have known Dave and Mahoney and Ian for quite some time now working in the radio. And out of all three of them, who do you think you would have been friends more back in high school with?
Message deleted.
In high school, probably Ian.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think.
Well,
that sounds
like that friendship just got rejected.
What? I know.
What? You cannot sit at his table, Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
No, I think that.
Whoa.
I think
mean
it would be
girl.
The other way. I think Sylvia would have been a little harsh with me back in high
really?
School.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
No, dude.
I was very anxious. I just sat alone a lot. Didn't talk to many people.
You sat alone at lunch?
I actually did. A lot of the times I didn't go to lunch. I just went to the library.
Loser.
I was in with the librarians.
I did that in my freshman year.
Why would you just go to the library and not eat?
I liked books more than socializing back then.
And food?
No, it wasn't socializing. Loser. It was about eating food, man.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, it's weird when you go to lunch by yourself.
Is that what you telling us?
Huh?
That's
No, in no way, shape, or form am I anorexic. I had five bowls of macaroni and cheese last night when I got home.
Anyway, Ian.
Five bowls.
Bowls.
How many boxes of what brand mac and cheese?
Well, my girlfriend made some baked mac and cheese the other night in like really big pan.
I call shenanigans of five bowls. He could not eat.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
five
bowls.
What?
I know.
I'm going to have
nobody
her send me a picture.
Eats five bowls.
Yes.
Of mac and cheese back to back to back.
Yes, I can.
Why wouldn't you just go with one large bowl? Why would you keep filling up the same bowl?
I'm not bringing the Pyrex into the bedroom, man.
Dude, like one box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Like if you put I could put it down, but I don't feel good about it afterwards. So yeah. I'm hurting and I could do some work.
This is a man with very little shame in that department.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
If you guys are ever worried about your information being like tracked and everything, look into VPNs. They're worth like $20 a year. They're a lifesaver. Have a good day, guys.
Message deleted.
What?
What?
Something about VPNs?
What did he say, Ian?
He said if we're worried about our information getting out, that we should look into VPNs or
that's
virtual
false security, though.
Network.
I mean, like, I get it, but also all they have to do is whoever's on the other end of that VPN can track everything that you're doing if they choose to. So instead of Google, it's going to be a VPN.
I'm not really that worried about it. I'm just not that interesting.
I'm not either.
I just go in incognito mode and think I'm okay, but I know that's not the case.
Whatever, just lie to yourself. Ignorance is bliss. It's true.
Just don't.
Please leave a message.
If your bank's call or if your bank sends you an unsolicited email about your account,
and then you have to verify all of your information with them over the phone,
don't put that in there.
Don't do that.
Don't. Do not.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ice skating sucks. I mean, it sucks real bad. I mean, it's not even fun. It's cold. It hurts when you fall, and there's just no point to it. I mean, plus, every time I've laced on some skates, I wind up getting a blister 5 minutes into it, and like, that.
Message deleted.
Ice skating sucks if you're bad at ice skating.
Yeah.
If you're a good ice skater, there is something special about being able to strap on your skates and get out there and impress everyone with your very basic elementary skills.
You just like lift one leg? Just like skating with one
leg?
Oh,
no.
I'll give you this.
Oh, okay, that's too advanced.
That's way too far.
Okay.
I don't know why it took so long for so many ice skating rinks across the country to switch from like figure skater skates to hockey skates.
Yeah.
Hockey skates. The biggest problem with ice skating with like figure skater skates, there's no ankle support. Like those are complete and utter guard. Plus the toe pick,
which are fine for kids, but you know, as you get a little more top heavy,
yes, that changes
it. Support.
Yeah, right.
Ice skating, especially, you know, I played hockey all growing up, and you lived in Minnesota, so I'm sure you did plenty of skating.
Lots of ice skating
as well. But like as a an early on date type activity, it was the best because traditionally whoever you're with doesn't skate,
and so you
get
you hold them up
you know, and you get to look cool while you're skating, you know, like if you're a dude and you can't ice skate as well, like that I get it, it's not as fun, but go take a lesson or two, you can learn how to skate in a day.
It's not that tricky.
No,
but as far as it being practical, I would agree there's not a lot of applications where you're going to need to ice skate.
Well, here, you know, like if you live near a lake that freezes over every winter, speak for yourself. That's a great form of transportation.
No, it's not. What? Because it also snows on that lake.
Yeah. Who was
transportation?
Who was the person who came up with ice skating? I was like, let me take some knives.
Strap them to my feet.
And let's see what happens.
I'll zip around on this ice.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, I bought this lemon off this guy a couple of months ago for $600. I knew before buying it that it wasn't in the best condition, but I had it for like 3-4 days, and the thing just completely crapped out on me.
Message deleted.
You bought a car for $600, and you were surprised when it crapped out on you?
That's on you,
after
man.
After 3 days?
Yeah, man.
What kind of car can you get for $600?
Oh, I got you. I got a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a guy for that?
I got a guy.
You get, like, what, like a 92 Metro?
I got my car for $800 at an auction. I don't know how it got to auction, but.
What? I mean, I feel like you're rolling the dice. If you buy a $600 car, you should know that it could be dead at any moment.
Would you be surprised if your $800 car crapped out?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm anticipating it. That thing's a...
You're talking about the Saturn?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Saturn.
That thing's a beaut.
Oh, yeah. It is. No, that's going to die real soon.
You got that do you have a three-door Saturn? What kind of Saturn
I
you
got? I got a four-door, man.
You remember those three-door Saturns?
Oh, yeah.
Those were the
worst.
Every woman that I dated
had a three-door
from
Saturn.
From like 17 to 26 had a three-door Saturn.
If he had said yes that he had a three-door Saturn, would you have asked him out?
Hell yeah.
Want to go ice skating, bro?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So here in Las Vegas, home prices up, down, flat for November. What do you predict there, Mahoney, not knowing what the results of this story are?
I don't know. Maybe down?
You'd think maybe down. They remain flat in November. So the median sales price for an existing single-family home in the greater Las Vegas area, $295,000.
That's good, right?
So it's actually up considerably from last November, which is about 13% change between November of 2017 and November of 2018.
That's a lot.
But it's about the same as it was. It's actually down, I guess, technically $25 from where it was in October. So, buyer's market.
So, I was right. So, you're saying I'm right.
You were right, I suppose.
Down
$25.
25 bucks.
7,000 people working at that Tesla Gigafactory east of Reno. Look, I love that there's so many people that have jobs as a result of the Tesla plant here in Nevada. That's great, right? It's about 40% more jobs than were originally promised. An additional 8,200 jobs in other local businesses have come as a result of the 7,000 jobs created by this Tesla Gigafactory. I am rooting against Elon Musk because I don't like him.
Yeah.
But as far as what he's doing for the state of Nevada right now with all these people that are working, good for him, man.
Elon Musk seems to have, like, gone down the deep end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, you know... After all the stuff with the kids in the cave over just, in Thailand.
That was the turning point.
That was the moment when you go, oh, this guy's kind of unhinged.
And he's kind of an a-hole.
And it's all about him. It's not about actually saving the kids. It's because he's not going to get the credit for saving the kids. Or he had a stupid idea and couldn't handle criticism of it. So,
pretty good gig, though. 7,059 employees are working up there. Average hourly wages, $25.78
an hour. Yeah, the only thing I don't like about that is that they bent over backwards here in the state to get those to give tax breaks left and right to Tesla. And Tesla's still having
$1 billion in state tax incentives.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You know, in a state that, like, we could use some of that money for schools. It would have been nice, but 7,000 jobs is great. I'm curious to see what happens with Tesla. You know, they were talking a couple months ago that they were a couple weeks away from possibly shutting down because, you know, the sales have been good, but they just can't meet demand.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if I think electric cars, we can all agree, are going to be the future.
Yeah.
But how soon is that future coming?
It's going to be a while.
When it's going to be mass-produced. Yeah. Because it's one thing when the ultra-rich who are driving, you know, $120,000 Tesla are zipping around and they look awesome. But it's not about those people. It's about, you know, everybody who's – we were talking earlier about the $800
car. When can
you
get an $800 Tesla? That's the real question. Get on it, Elon Musk.
That is going to be
a three-door $800 car made by Tesla. So Las Vegas has voted to curb short-term rentals with new homeowner restrictions. So if your big plan was to Airbnb your house and make all kinds of money when, say, the Raiders come to town because maybe your house is near that area or you just think that it would be a good place, they're shutting that down. So very few renters living in their own home are going to be able to continue to operate popular short-term Airbnbs or HomeAway or VRBO if they renew local permits every 6 months. But what they basically said is that the short-term rental regulations could force all but 2% of the 162 legally operating properties in the city's jurisdiction to shutter when they use these special use permits. And they don't want houses being rented out in the short term. And a lot of that is just because we're a city that is built on the hospitality industry
and the taxes that come along with
being in hotel rooms and on the strip and at casinos and resorts and everything else. And so if everyone in the city all of a sudden starts, I mean, obviously I'm over-exaggerating with everyone, but if thousands of homes across the valley become available to people to Airbnb, it's a big problem for all of the resorts. And so
then we as locals will end up paying for that stadium.
Yep.
So this is why I don't like this, because I feel like it's unfair to the people who live next to those.
You don't like it when people do Airbnb.
No, because if you've ever talked to somebody who lives next to a Airbnb house,
yeah,
it's a nightmare. You don't know who's coming in, who's coming out. You know, yes,
especially
I get
in Las Vegas, right? Like, so if you had a situation where this was, I went to Flagstaff this past week,
yep,
and used an Airbnb down there. It's Flagstaff. It's
you're
not like
going down there.
No
to
one's
party
going down there to rage, but most people that come to Las Vegas,
they're
go
here to
nuts
party.
Yes.
So would they have like parties at the Airbnb?
They
yes
have the parties at the Airbnb. And they're parking
neighbor,
all over the
like
streets, and
that's annoying they're for someone who actually lives in the community.
Yeah, and I mean, people are up all night, but they're also, you know, they're not taking care of the neighborhood. They're giving it who knows.
You never
the
know
gate code,
especially,
and access to the neighborhood.
You got kids. Yeah. You know, you don't know who you like. At least there is some sort of sound. You can have some peace of mind. You can figure out who owns that house, who's staying in there, especially if they're a permanent resident. For the most part, you can figure out who your neighbors are. This, people are coming and going constantly, and it's just
I feel bad for people that were planning on using this to make a good chunk of money, but it's not something that's been around long enough where I don't think it would have been that significant.
You're so far invested into it that it's
not like you put all of your life savings into Airbnbs in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And finally, the stocks, you may have noticed these past couple of days have been having some issues, and there's been some
volatile.
Yes, let's call it volatile.
Oh.
Up
volatile
and down, and mostly down.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why there's been so much tension with China recently is because, did you hear about the CFO that got arrested in Vancouver? So she's a CFO for a tech giant.
That Hawaii or whatever company is.
Yeah. Hawaii, I think it's how you say it. It's H-U-A-W-E-I, which I think is pronounced Hawaii.
They offer cheap electronics. Like if you're looking for, like if you don't want an Apple or a Samsung.
They're the second biggest producer of cell phones behind Samsung.
Yeah, they are. You can get one of their phones super cheap, but it's the Chinese government is kind of subsidizing that company.
Yeah, and
they're
she
probably
is
spying on everything that you're doing.
And she's been violating trade law with Iran, I guess. And so she got arrested in Vancouver, and they're talking about extraditing her to the United States. And that's really hurting all of these trade talks and creating even more tension. So as ridiculous as it seems that one person could have this big of an effect because of who she is and how tied she is to the Chinese government and our government getting involved with the arrest, that is part of what's causing the stocks to have so many issues over the course of the last 5 to 7 days.
It's wild, man. Yep. Like every day, when I look at my 401k, I'm like,
speaking of,
I remember when I had $8 once.
Now it's down to $5.
Now I have two.
Two.
Oh,
son
dang
of a gun.
Worse.
One of the companies that's been hit really hard, and it's not just because of the stocks being down, but because of all the bad press recently, is Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah. So they lost, get this, $9.5 billion of value.
Billion dollars
of value in a single day.
We say billion like, you know, that's not like, you know, 9 billion. But if you say 9,500 million, that sounds so much bigger, right?
It's a whole lot of money, and the fact that all happened in a single day because Mark Zuckerberg is a creep.
Yeah.
Facebook
and
is a creep.
That hurts them, right?
Sure it does. Yeah. I mean, that bad press coming out about them, you know, selling users' data to companies for $250,000 a pop and everything else. It's like Facebook is as evil as we hoped that it wasn't.
Yeah. And creepier because now your exes are all just trying to, hey, waving at you on Facebook Messenger.
No,
the wave is worse. I'll say this. I will go on record right now. The poke was creepy as hell. The
wave is even creepier.
Even worse.
Yeah. She was just like a hand.
There's no point.
Yeah,
like, why would you poke me? Okay, like, I guess it does make sense. But why would you wave at me? Don't wave at me.
The hand doesn't even move.
Yeah, just there.
It's just like here.
And it's all yellow. It's just weird, man.
Yeah, what are you? Member of the Simpsons?
Are you sick?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Stacy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Are you ready to challenge Mahoney to Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Oh, definitely.
Tell us about your education.
I got a bachelor's in...
I feel you, girl.
So you have a bachelor's in what?
Spanish and psychology.
Spanish and psychology.
Are you using your degree that you got?
Well, I did alternative certification. I do use my Spanish on the regular, though.
Okay. All right. Well, here's how this game works. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. Mahoney is going to leave the room and go to a soundproof studio where he cannot hear us. There is a pass today, so if you feel like you don't know the answer to one, I would encourage you to use your pass earlier in the game. And if you get as many or more correct than Mahoney, then you are going to be our winner today.
Awesome.
Are you out of breath?
Yeah.
What is going on
over
there? Did you run? What's happening?
Are you on a treadmill right now?
I'm kind of tired from Holiday Havoc last night.
Well,
you and us
join the club.
Yeah.
All right. Did you stay all the way through the entire 311 set?
I did, actually, yeah.
Good,
awesome.
Good for you. Good for you.
Ended at, like, what, 11:45?
Yeah, it's a pretty late show. Yeah.
Late.
All right. Get out of here, Mahoney. Beat it.
Bye.
You're going to lose, Laura, whatever your name is.
Her name is Stacy.
Jeez, where'd Stacy. You get Laura?
Get out of here.
Go.
Why is he, like, why does he give, like, a death stare to us as he's leaving?
We're not competing.
All right. So, again, there's five questions that you have to answer. I have a total of six questions in front of me. If you feel like you don't know one, use your pass earlier in the game because a lot of people end up getting to the end and not using it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, best of luck to you. Here is question number one, Stacy. Where would you find, looking for a city here, where would you find St. Peter's Basilica?
St. Peter's Basilica is in Rome, Italy.
It's in Rome, but more specific than Rome.
In the Vatican City.
There you go.
There you go.
Very, very well done. When referring to a computer monitor, what does the acronym LCD stand for?
Liquid. Oh, goodness. Liquid digital.
No, LCD.
Crystal? Oh, LCD. Liquid crystal display.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
Stacy.
Woo.
Hot damn. Off to a good start.
Uh-oh, Mahoney.
On to question number three. The United States state of Georgia is famous for what fruit?
Peach.
Peach is correct. Three for three.
Oh, dang.
Mahoney sucks. What city is the capital of Hungary?
Oh, no.
If you don't know, use your pass. You have a pass.
Yeah.
Okay, pass.
All right.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Budapest.
What is it?
Budapest,
yeah. Yeah, man. Four for four. What is the largest animal currently on Earth?
The largest animal currently on Earth is
You still have a pass.
Pass.
Okay. Blue whale is the correct answer. Also would have accepted Mahoney. And finally, last question. You can go 5 for 5 here. If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
50%.
50%. 5 for 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome,
dang.
Stacey. He's going to be so mad.
You just ruined his day.
Oh, you just ruined his day and made our day.
These questions are stupid.
All right, pretend like you didn't do well. Right. So he's being walked back in from the other studio right now. It'll take just a moment, and he'll get his headphones on.
There he is.
You don't have to saunter in here. He bursts in the door like he's walking into a saloon in the Old West, and he's about to shoot the place up.
How bad you do, Melinda?
Her name is Stacy, and you are not to know how well she did. That would be an unfair advantage.
How's that an unfair advantage?
Because it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Five questions that you have to answer. You do get a pass today.
Again.
She's exhausted by you. When you were out of the room, she was fine. She was fine. It's just when you were here.
I think you just suck out her energy.
Tired, Mahoney.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number one, Mahoney. Where would you find, looking for a city here, where would you find St. Peter's Basilica?
We're looking for the city?
Yep.
Yeah.
God. Pass.
Vatican City is the correct answer there. Vatican City.
Cool. Cool story.
You've used your pass.
Cool story.
No more passes. When referring to a computer monitor, what does the acronym LCD stand for?
Something diode. Light something diode. I don't know.
Light something diode is incorrect in every way.
What is it?
It is liquid crystal display.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever.
On to question number three. You have passed. You've got one incorrect so far. It's going well. The United States state of Georgia is famous for what fruit?
Peaches.
Peaches, right? What city is the capital of Hungary?
Budapest.
Budapest is right.
Make a comeback.
Two correct. What is the largest animal currently on Earth?
A whale.
What kind of whale?
A blue whale.
Blue whale is right.
Bitch.
Three correct.
Also, wow. Wow.
Also, it's a blue whale, bitch. They also have the largest bladder on the earth out of any animal.
Makes you a little jealous, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. They can hold it forever, and they don't have to because they're always in water.
They're always in water.
Yeah.
What a waste of a huge bladder. And finally, last question. If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
If it's 100 proof?
Yep.
50%.
50% is correct. That was an impressive comeback.
Yeah,
you got four correct. Unfortunately, she got five correct.
What?
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Stacy, congratulations to you. You smoke that ass. Smoke that ass.
She got LCD.
Yes, she did. She certainly
like,
did.
Totally
and
did.
She got Vatican City.
So you didn't ask her?
She beat yo ass. Uh-huh.
Accept it.
Uh-huh.
Accept uh-huh. it.
Feels like this was cooked. But there's collusion going on here.
It's Seville's. X107.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Wasn't that long ago that we were just talking about Kevin Hart hosting the Academy Awards, and we were like, you know what, he'd be a pretty good host for that.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's really likable, and now he's not going to be the host of the Academy Awards anymore.
Do you remember what I said, though?
You said it was a thankless job. You're like, why would anyone want to do that?
All you are is inviting controversy around yourself at this point. You just become a target instantly, and not that I condone or agree with anything that Kevin Hart said that got him to step down from being the Oscar host, but you are just... If he's not acceptable to be an Oscar host, then how is he acceptable to be an actor in Hollywood? You know, it's like the certain moments of outrage that are just so very specific that I just don't understand. And the Oscars in general and the award season as a whole is just lame. I don't care anymore. I will go and I'll look who won on the internet tomorrow, whenever the day after it happens.
There's too many award shows.
But I'm not going to spend 5 hours of my life watching rich people.
It's too long.
Hey, say, they're so amazing, and you're so brave for what you did. You're pretending to be somebody else. You're not brave. Settle down.
Well, and that, and the fact that everyone that gets up has to use their moment to talk about whatever their stance is
and
or whatever
makes,
important social issue.
Well, it makes everything longer than.
Or remember, what was it, last year? The woman who wore, like, a red dress, they crucified her for not wearing whatever color they were supposed to be.
I remember
like
that
all white
story.
Or all black or something like that.
It's just like such limbing behavior, even if it's for a cause that people agree with.
Well, so here's what happened is Kevin Hart, I guess, tweeted out some stuff years ago that they dug up on his social media feeds, and he said something was like gay or something.
He's using homophobic language back in 2011, and after that, it pretty much stopped. I think somebody took him to task and said, hey, man, that's right around the time his first Netflix special really started, or first special really started to blow up. And they took him to task and said, hey, man, that kind of language isn't okay in day-to-day use.
And he said, I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from the past. Here is Kevin Hart briefly talking about it.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Kevin does not need this. It was an honor for him, and he says it was a lifetime opportunity that he was excited about. But Kevin Hart is going to be massively successful. I just don't like the idea of... Kevin Hart is not a homophobic guy.
No,
he's
not
just
even
not.
Close.
He's a comedian. He probably said some insensitive stuff in the past.
And the way
I don't like the forced apologies. Like, you have to apologize or we're going to yank this from you. Like, no. Like, if I'm not sorry, I'm not going to, like...
Well, no, he is sorry,
he
and
is.
That's why he changed his ways. And that's... You can't get past a point, like, there are certain things that I think are kind of unforgivable. Most of those are crimes. But, like, the way that his comedy was in the... like late 90s, early 2000s, into the mid 2000s.
He's talking about a decade ago now, right?
It was a different time in the world, and comedy actually used to be the one place where you were able to kind of get away with saying whatever you want because it was under the guise of comedy. It wasn't malice, it was comedy. But now
when you
look back through the lens of 2018 to 2009,
it's very different.
You can't judge that. Same thing even with that "Baby It's Cold Outside" song right now. Everybody's losing their mind over that. If you're looking at something that came out 70 years ago, through the lens of today, it's going to be skewed, even if you don't understand the context of things like that. Like, when I was in high school, kids said horrible things. Like,
kids still say horrible things, but it's changed a lot. The point is, like, we live right now in what seems to be an outrage culture, right?
Well,
like,
you have to walk on eggshells.
So the internet gets mad at you for whatever reason, even if you're a huge star like Kevin Hart, and it can really dramatically affect your life, which is unfortunate, especially if, like you said, he has changed his behavior because some people pointed out to him, hey, what you're doing may be insensitive. For the past 10 years, he's changed his behavior. You would think that would be the truest form of an apology.
Plus, he's already addressed this.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like, too, is like when you go after somebody who's on your side, when there's so many people who are so...
There's a lot of bad people out there.
Kevin Hart's
not a bad person.
He's not a bigot.
Right.
He's not a bigot. He's not a racist. He's not homophobic. Now. You know, and like, it's hard to discern what, like, on Twitter, especially because it's in writing, so jokes, really hard to translate, especially in text. You ever try to tell a joke to somebody over a text, and
it just falls
flat? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, again, like I said, it's a thankless job. I'm not watching any of the award season or any of the awards shows this year. But
so for the next host, do you get someone who's like politically correct or someone who's like quote unquote safe?
Like Mahoney said, who cares?
Do what you want,
Academy. Who's going to watch your stupid show?
Yeah, the ratings are way down anyway. What the thing they should probably do is just get like what they normally
bring
do.
Bring Ellen back.
Ellen, bring Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel.
Right. What about The Rock?
One of the late night? No.
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 No. And especially not now because him and Kevin Hart are boys.
Yeah. That would be.
So Jennifer Aniston, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, was actually on his show and she was scolding Jimmy Kimmel saying you need to control your damn kids because an incident happened at her house. Like Jimmy Kimmel and her are friends. Like their families are friendly with each other. And Jimmy Kimmel brought his kids over to her place and something dramatic happened.
Yeah. Can we talk about your children not using my backyard as a bathroom?
That did happen.
That did happen. And you know what? A year went by and I didn't know it. Last year, Jane was a lot younger. She took, she took a and then,
right on the lawn, right next to the pool.
And then Molly, saw Mike, who was bartending that day, and they said, Mike, do you have like a doggy bag, for poop? And then Mike was like, oh, I'll go get it, don't worry, meaning I'll take care of it. And they were like, no. Well, just give us the doggy bags, please. So Mike was going to actually pick up your dog.
Yeah, well, that's Mike's and
then
a good
they
man.
And then they asked for 3 bags. She's healthy.
I love the fact that Jimmy Kimmel's kid just gets out of the pool and is like, that's a good place to pop a squat.
Why not, man?
Just drop a loaf right there next to Jennifer Aniston's pool.
You know, it humbles them, you know, even in Hollywood. I like seeing that rich people have to deal with these ridiculous problems as well.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever had a really long night of partying and still made it to work? And you know, even if you were still half drunk at work, you were impressed with yourself. Barbie joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So it was my 21st birthday. I had a party at my apartment. I had to work. I had to open a restaurant as a hostess the next day at 10:30. I don't know when I stopped partying, but it was easily probably 6 in the morning. My boyfriend at the time woke me up. We both had to go in at the same time. I couldn't keep anything together. He kept trying to give me water. I was throwing the water right back up. I was throwing up foam. I don't even know how that's possible.
We had a rave or something?
Oh, no.
It was at my apartment. There was no bubbles anywhere.
That's not the kind of foam you want.
Yeah, like I've never never even heard of something like that. So I get to work, and I had been at this restaurant for a couple years, and my manager and I were really close. He was like a dad to me, and I knew I was going to disappoint him, and he knew that I had my party that night because all of my coworkers were there, and they were telling me stories about all the things I did while blacked out drunk for, like, the next week to come. But my boyfriend, he was like, well, just don't talk to him or he will know. Like, it's really obvious. Just avoid him like plague. But because we're so close, he immediately comes up to me. He's like, hey, how was your party? And I'm like, it was good.
Bleh.
Why is it drunk? And I said, yeah. He goes, are you still drunk now? And I started bawling my eyes out. Please don't fire me. Please don't fire me. And he goes, I'm going to fire you if you don't go and sit down right now. Like, it's fine. It's, you know, it's your 21st. It's whatever. I'm going to get someone to cover you. But I just need you to get out of my face real quick. And I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. It was so bad.
That's a lot more acceptable when it's your 21st than when it's your 31st or your 41st or beyond, yeah. You know?
I mean, I'm 30 now, and I haven't had a birthday like that.
All you need is one.
Just one of those. You get a good story, you can tell it on the radio 10 years later.
Bit by a rabid dog and that's where the phone came
from?
What a wild
about
party!
That.
What, that was nuts.
No, I've never had anything like that since, but the funny thing is my actual 21st birthday that year was on Thanksgiving. And I was making the full Thanksgiving feast, and I had to make a rum cake, and I couldn't even pour the rum because it smelled 2 days later.
Love it. All right, Barbie, thank you for the call today. We appreciate you.
I love you guys so much.
We love you, too. Have a good one. Thanks.
Pro tip for anybody who is 21 years old or turning 21. Always take the next day off.
Yeah, take the next day off.
Don't think you can pull it through and, you know, just do yourself a favor. Take the day off.
Also, go ahead and hit it hard because your body is not going to respond like it will when you're 21, when you're 31, or 41.
I'm glad that, like, you know, I talk to you. You make fun of me all the time for this, you know, saying I'm going to go through like the worst midlife crisis ever because I'm, you know, I like to live my life like an old man now. Yeah. But I feel like when we, you know, working here at the radio station through all of my 20s,
you got your fix?
Yeah. Though every one of those years was like a dog year on my liver. I feel like we're good. We're good. Got enough out of that. It's not going to be better than that.
Ryan joining us this morning with a tale about whiskey and mushrooms. Oh, boy.
God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
All right. So me and my buddies were day drinking, you know, pool time. And we did that for a couple hours. And then our buddy's having a party later. So we go over there and he's got another bottle of whiskey and we're like, okay, cool. Start drinking. And then he's like, hey, I got some mushrooms. And I'm like, sign me up. So take some mushrooms, drinking whiskey. I get home about 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, I got to work at 8. And I'm just sitting there tripping. And I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. I can't sleep. So I ended up just staying up and going to work as a photo manager, tripping hard.
Super.
All day. I was like 22. it was crazy, man. I have never done anything like that again, but it was nuts. I'll tell you what.
I think everybody has to have, like, you know, especially around that age or maybe a little bit younger, have that experience where you go to work where you are drunk or under some sort of hallucinogen.
On mushrooms? Like, that's next, like, level stuff,
I've never done the hallucinogens, but, like, after a night of smoking weed all night trying to go to work is still,
There's something to be said about, like, you know, you're drinking, you're hanging out with your friends, you're by a pool in somebody's backyard. You know, you can do whatever, and no one's going to look at you weird. But when you go out into a normal daytime environment and you realize just how sober everyone else is while you're working at Walgreens, you're like, oh my God.
Just the fluorescent lights
What have I done?
Thank you for the call, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever had an experience where you've gone out all night and partied a little too hard, even though you had responsibility on the other side of the sun coming up the next day? Well, yes is the answer in short, because a lot of people are joining us on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, including Andy. Andy, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So what happened?
So I had requested the weekend off for work.
What type of work?
I do construction.
Okay.
And basically they told me, like, hey, life sucks. You got to work. And my best friend had flown in from out of state to surprise me. I had no idea. Like Friday afternoon or Friday evening after I got off work, I came home. There's a giant box in my apartment. And he jumped out of it and was like, surprise. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And, how long was he waiting in that box for?
4 days.
I don't know. Probably. My wife had, you know, wrangled everything together.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, no. And he's like, you know what happens when I come to town? I was like, yeah. And so I pretty much partied until like 4 a.m. 2 days in a row and had to work like 12-hour days the two next days.
So you partied until 4 a.m. What time did you have to start work? Because construction traditionally pretty early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. God.
So any sleep in between there, or did you just power through?
I power napped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's power something. Nap. All right. Hey, thanks for the call today.
That is rough.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man.
Bye. All right, see ya. This one, text over to us at 73100. Boy, I was out partying one night. My friend's sister was in town. He asked to go out with them because he didn't really know what to do. We ended up going to the bank at the Bellagio and then Dre's After Hours, which is the super late nightclub, of course. Mm-hmm. When it came time to leave, all of our phones were dead. My friend had left, and his sister, who was blacked out, lost her wallet. I ended up taking a cab ride with her to her house. On the way, she threw up all over me and the cab. I take care of her, and then I take the cab back to my house. $110 later, it's 5:30 in the morning. I go to sleep for 1 hour because I have to get to work by 7:30 at a summer camp.
Oh, my God.
And can you imagine anything worse than after a night like that? You get an hour of sleep and then you have to deal with energetic kids for the entire day.
Whew.
Dropping your kids off of that summer camp and you look at them. You're like, oh, I know what you were doing last night.
My brother and I went to a Velvet Revolver concert about 10 years ago. Anyway, show got out. We lived about 80 miles away. We were driving home, ended up getting a blowout. By the time we got home, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm getting out of the shower, and my boss calls me to see if I could come in. My half-drunk, exhausted ass said, sure. Ended up working until 7:30 p.m. that night. Longest day of my life. Steph joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Steph?
Hey.
This was your 21st birthday as well?
Yes.
What happened?
It was, like, the craziest night. So I had to work the day right after. But I was like, whatever. I mean, I could take my birthday off, but they wouldn't let me take the day after. So I showed up to work drunk, and I was telling them, like, oh, my gosh, I'm pregnant. I didn't even drink last night. This, and that. I showed them a fake pregnancy test and everything, too, from my sister because she was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, wow. So I was puking everywhere. I was closing the store, telling people, like, this is my first trimester. People were, like, telling me, oh, it's okay, sweetie. You're going to be fine.
Oh, my God.
This is the worst.
Oh, Steph, you criminal.
That is genius.
Did you quit before the 9 months were up?
Yes. Now I work at a different place.
Good for you, man.
I ended up pregnant at the end of the year.
You did end up being pregnant.
Okay.
Good for you.
So you can't be joking about that. That's how that happens.
Just because you didn't want to find out you were lying, you just got knocked up?
I was drunk, and I guess 2.5 months later, I ended up pregnant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're the best, Steph. Have a good day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is awesome.
See you later.
Who carries around a fake pregnancy test?
No, I think it was probably a picture of one. I think took a picture of one. I mean, what? I'm not going to put that past Steph. It's entirely possible that she actually had a peed on pregnancy
every
test.
Every detail.
Scott, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How
morning.
You doing?
Good, good.
Bachelor party, and I didn't drink until that night.
Oh, you never drank in your life before?
Never drank. And then,
how old were you?
So bad. I was 22.
Okay.
Got beyond drunk.
Yep.
Stayed at a gentleman's establishment all night till they closed it.
What time do they even close strip clubs around here?
Well, I don't.
Five a.m.
It was in Vegas, but it was it was probably like 6:30 when we strolled out, and had to be at work. I was already a half hour late, so my buddy says, "You can't drive. I'm dropping you off." Well, I worked at a leather store in one of the malls here in town. They had transferred me to another store a week earlier. I forgot. I went to the old store, started working. Everybody said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm working, man. Leave me alone." Went to the cash register. Login doesn't work. I worked the whole day in my old store and then decided I'm going to take a nap in the back, fell asleep. They called the other store. They said, I don't know what's going on. They drove me to the other store, dropped me off where the manager at the store said, were you at the other store all day? I said, yeah. He goes, are you drunk? I said, I don't know. He goes, well, I think today is it.
Oh, you got fired?
I got fired from my first job.
Oh,
oh man.
Damn it, man. You, I mean, you came in, you,
you
were
you
a
trooper. Worked all day. You just put your head did, down to work.
Did you have to give back that sweet-ass Wilson's leather jacket? Oh. Give me your turn in your key card and that sweet fringe jacket.
Damn it.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, man. Y'all are wild.
That sucks so bad. I feel bad for him losing his job.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I guess it really depends on the job that you have, how well you're going to perform. If you're still half drunk or if you didn't get enough sleep, you just partied way too hard the night before. Charlene on Facebook said, when I was younger, I partied with my hubby, didn't sleep, went to work doing collection calls. Oh. Needless to say, I was so wrecked, I didn't collect any money. I just couldn't care. I imagine that your patience being even thinner.
With a drunk collection.
With a drunk collections person.
Totally. I mean,
are you hammered calling me demanding money?
I would almost be okay with that.
Yeah.
Would you like just continue the conversation?
I'm not paying you, but like you want to talk about what's going on in your life?
Oh my God, Michelle.
What up?
I was 20 at the time, partied until 6 a.m., slept until 6:30, got up, showered, dressed to be at work at 9, still drunk when I arrived. Ended up sobering up while wearing a Bugs Bunny costume at a Six Flags Great America theme park in the middle of a hot, humid day. That sucked so bad.
God, that's so bad. The inside of those costumes have to smell so bad in general.
But just to be in one of those
and you're
on
sweating,
a humid day.
You're sweating the alcohol out and just, nasty.
Going back to the text line here. One time when I was 5 and in kindergarten, I got to party with Dave and Mahoney and introduced 311 and woke up like a champ for school. Power through, bitch! Signed, Nick. There was a 5-year-old that came out on stage with us last
such
night.
Such a good
introduced
job.
311.
Such
he, was
a,
awesome.
I could, he did a better job than 90% of our staff introducing the bands. Yeah. Hire that kid.
Speaking of Holiday Havoc, went to Holiday Havoc 2 nights ago, had to work yesterday, got it this morning, and I'm still hungover. Oh, and I didn't even drink that night. That's what being 47 does to you.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I had literally one drink last night. I had one. Uh-huh. And I'm dead today.
Really?
Yeah.
I worked at a pool spa on the strip from midnight until 8 p.m. and then went to EDC. Oh, my God. Went to EDC all 3 days at the same time. And, yeah, let's just say that was a rough one. Because EDC
goes until
gets
6
out
a.m.
until like when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Until like 7 a.m. and then you're in traffic for 2 or 3 hours. And then if you can imagine, in the dead of summer, too, going to work at a pool from noon until 8 p.m.
Oh, no.
And then turning around and doing it all over again.
Insane.
That sounds like a circle of hell for me. I that's like if I know that if I don't get things on the straight and narrow, that's what I will end up doing for eternity.
That is your straight.
That's your hell.
That's your straight to hell story.
That is my straight to hell story, yes.
Speaking of straight to hell, about this one. A couple of months ago, I went to a rave where I took LSD, smoked weed, got drunk, and took another drug.
Oh.
This rave was on Friday, and I was working overtime on Saturday with my manager. The rave started at 8 p.m. and ended at 1 a.m. I started work at 6:30. I ended up driving to work and sleeping inside my car. Because I knew if I went home, I wasn't going to show up for work. I only slept for about 3 hours, though, because the LSD started kicking in.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine sitting in your car wide awake knowing that you have to work in 2 hours
but
you can't fall asleep?
What was the other drug, though? You're diming out LSD and weed
and
you're
getting hammered and everything else.
Was it Molly?
Was
like,
it Coke?
What else
could it possibly be?
Well, yeah, what else is there?
Or it's entirely possible they just don't remember.
Dave and Mahoney.
Sleeping in your car when you are drunk, though, is a special kind of shame when you wake up because you're, for some reason, no matter what the temperature is outside.
It could be the dead of winter in Vancouver and it's still 1,000 degrees
and
in your
car. And you are sweating. You always wake up sweating.
Oh, yeah. So
like,
uncomfortable.
What have I done? Like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm not this unhappy. I have a pretty good life overall. What's wrong with me? I gotta make some better choices.
And Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like Sylvia, whose feet are too big for the bed, nothing seems to fit. New Avengers trailer dropped. Go check it out.
Message deleted.
Yeah, New Avengers trailer is out, and it looks pretty damn good.
I got emotional.
Did you?
I did. I was watching it over here. And
Tony Stark on part of the
journey. No, I don't care about Tony Stark.
Is the end.
But when Cap was sad, and yeah. You know, when he's
no
crying.
No wonder he got like a little bit quiet.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
I was like, oh, boy. I was
somebody cutting onions in here.
I wasn't ready to see Chris Evans cry today.
No. You weren't prepared for that.
Cap.
I was watching something last night about something. Like, he was on Ellen with Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
And, like, they just kept showing, like, shirtless pictures of Chris Evans.
Did it make you feel a special
light? I mean, I was laying in bed.
Ding.
Please leave a message after
Turkey's done.
He's got to be juicing, right?
He's got to be juicing. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if these guys in Hollywood are juicing.
They're definitely
or not.
Taking
but I want to lie to myself and say, like, there's no way. But he's always been in good shape. Even going back to, like, that... whatever that high school movie knockoff that he first came
if you're
out
not
on.
If you're not getting tested, if you're not a professional athlete, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
They always post those.
We're
like,
not professional athletes. We don't get tested. Why aren't we juicing?
Because there's no purpose. We're on the radio. No one can even see us. Like,
I mean, there's no purpose.
You can't just juice and then be in great shape. You still have to do all of the working out. It still requires
discipline. Well,
they
always post those exercise videos. While they're juicing.
Yeah, well, right.
We can
look good for our significant others.
They accept us like we are.
Do they?
Yeah, kind of.
Do they?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I don't think she likes me anymore.
Hey, Dave. Any shows your daughter watches that you're genuinely into, like maybe even more than her? When my kid was younger, he watched Joe Gabba Gabba, and I think I might have even liked it more than he did.
Message deleted.
Nah, I mean, there's nothing that she watches that I really love, but I do love that she is now getting into some of the classic Disney movies. Like, she really likes Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
I caught her watching Aladdin yesterday, which made me really happy. She's not totally into those as much as, you know, like the Incredibles and the newer stuff that's dropping right now.
Sure.
But she really likes Beauty and the Beast, which when I first got it for her, she wasn't into. And since those movies are very nostalgic for me, that would be my favorite thing to watch with my 2-year-old.
All the old school Disney movies. Yeah. If you're speaking of Beauty and the Beast, there was a video that I saw that came out from Japan. So Tokyo Disney is putting in the first live action Beauty and the Beast ride.
And
the animatronics like Belle and the Beast, and they're building out the ballroom, and you ride around in a teacup.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that
so great. And it's like there's like a dancing scene. It looks like it's gonna be amazing, but you're gonna have to go to Tokyo to.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch a video of it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll send it to your daughter.
Thank you, man.
So she'll
makes
bug
me go to Tokyo.
Makes you go to Tokyo. Cool. Did you ever watch Yo Gabba Gabba though?
You would watch it every once in a while if it was on, right?
I'm familiar with it, and I would catch it every now and then. It's the guys from the Aquabats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lead
singer of the Aquabats. And it's like, I would say as far as like kids shows go, that's kind of cool, right? Like an old school ska-ish band tie-in.
Yeah, it's nice when there's like a tip of the cap to the parents that are watching too. Yeah,
they made $1 billion off of that thing too.
Good for them.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And I remember when I was in the Army, the day of my 21st birthday, it was a Thursday, and I had to go to work on Friday. I went out partying all night till about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hammered. I fell asleep for about 2 hours, 5:30 rolled around, got up, went to morning formation, still drunk, and then ran 10 miles, throwing up along the way.
Message deleted.
Oh, it just sounds painful.
I mean,
any form of physical activity is bad, but being in uniform running 10 miles.
Well, and not being able to, like, I'm going to phone, even if
you can't.
Knowing you can't phone it in sick.
Right. You're running it.
Oh, bless you.
Oh.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So So some Japanese cops had to get called in to break up a drunken brawl that involved other Japanese cops who were drunk.
What?
It was a night.
Oh, no.
Late in November, the employees of a restaurant in Japan had a problem. A group of about 10 men, all co-workers, had been drinking. The men started loudly arguing amongst themselves and eventually came to blows, damaging the restaurant's interior and fixtures in the process. Normally, you'd call the cops in to break up the brawl, but in this case, the brawlers themselves were all police officers. One of the officers sustained a broken rib during the fight. Luckily, the restaurant staff did call in the incident. The call was directed to another precinct because they couldn't call the precinct of the one that these guys all worked
but
at.
But if they're all there, who's watching?
Who's in charge?
Yeah, who's watching the area they patrol? Yeah. I love that there's rednecks all over the
like
world.
Like everywhere. Yep.
You know,
even in Japan.
It doesn't matter. Like, which is a very, you know, as far as societies go,
very proper society.
Yes. Yeah.
Very respectful society.
Get a couple shots of sake in there, though.
And next thing you know, screw you, Carl. So an Ohio woman was arrested after she allegedly poured hot grease on another woman during an argument.
Where do you get hot grease?
Who has
are
hot
you?
Grease
just
handy?
Just laying around. Like, I've got a fryer that I carry with me everywhere. Though, that does sound like an awesome idea. Like,
this is a picture of the woman that did it. If you're...
pour hot grease on her eyes?
She has the craziest eyes I've ever seen in my life. It looks like her eyelid is flipped up, right?
It looks like the look that Wile E. Coyote gets on his face when an anvil gets dropped on.
Oh, yeah.
Or an explosion, a piece of dynamite explodes.
Like that, yeah, that's what she ended up.
It looks like her eyelid is... So imagine this.
She's
like,
pretty.
So you remember when you were a kid and you could flip your eyelid inside out? I never
could
do
it. Flip it up.
That's what it looks like she's doing, but she also looks like she has the worst...
eyelash fake extensions. Yeah,
they're horrible.
Like, flip this thing inside out and then put eyelash extensions on there.
The eyelash extensions look very much like a Venus flytrap.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's a mess.
Where did she get the grease?
It doesn't really say. It just said that she got into an altercation with another woman and had hot grease handy and then poured it on her. The woman suffered burns on the back and arm. Her condition was not disclosed.
Whoever that reporter is has failed in a spectacular fashion.
That's an important piece of the story.
That's the first question. Where did she get the grease?
Were they at a restaurant?
Like, were you frying some tater tots at home? Yeah, like, what's going on?
A Wisconsin man has been sentenced to federal prison for tampering with sausages. And this is a true story.
What?
Ian, close personal friends with the people from Johnsonville Sausage Links.
Yes, and this story is taking over Wisconsin right now.
Did you hear about this story before this news story broke?
Yeah, I have the inside info.
Scoop.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, he was tampering with a consumer product and was ordered to pay $42,000 in restitution.
Define tampering. Like, how are you tampering with, like, what are you doing with them Johnsonville brats?
He was placing foreign objects into the sausage links.
Like,
on three separate occasions, they found that he was putting things into the sausages that were not supposed to be there. Video surveillance confirmed he had placed a cigarette paper into a sausage on one occasion. On another, he had placed a copper wire into a sausage link.
Oh,
I don't know why you would do
that's
this.
Not nice. Nope.
Operations at the plant had to be totally shut down. All the products, they had to be discarded. That is a lot of wasted sausage.
That is a lot of waste. I thought it was going to be something like entertaining, like he was doing naughty things with the sausages and on his own free time.
Oh, my God.
And finally today, if you think that's bad, speaking of tampering with sausages, a man who is...
Think his sausage is going to get tampered with in prison?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Totally.
This guy has been accused of continuously tampering with his own sausage, if you will, in public places. His awkwardly, his name is Brian Bates.
You're asking for it.
He's from New York.
At least it's not Richard.
He is accused of of pleasuring himself in front of women at a doctor's office.
Oh.
He is also accused. Brian.
No.
Mr. Bates, what are you doing? The 47-year-old was also caught attempting to put the handle of a toilet bowl scrubber up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's just a really bad speller. Can't read so well. Toilet bow? No.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But also, no woman is ever impressed by that, ever.
No.
Even
ever.
If they love
don't do
you.
That.
Yes. If they even
born your children. They don't know. They don't want to see
put
that.
Put that away, you creep.
Stop.
Hand me the scrubber, baby.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
Oh.
The internet giveth and the internet taketh away at times, Mahoney. For example, this week, Kevin Hart had the internet taketh away his gig of hosting the Oscars.
Oh, no.
But we find great things on the internet all of the time. And in some cases, we get very nostalgic by what we see on the internet. For example, earlier this week, you got almost a little weepy with the WOLD audio from Harry Chapin.
Chapin.
My lips are chapping.
Oh, no.
Why they haven't tied that into a, product endorsement for his estate.
Right?
Chapstick.
Yeah.
You're missing your opportunity, you guys.
Don't be Chapin with Chapin.
But Harry Chapin, WOLD, what got you so emotional here?
I mean, this is a song about the radio experience, Dave, and I know it probably doesn't apply to a whole lot of other people out there, but as a man who has done radio for many years and moved across the country many times, it really spoke to me, Dave.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy?
Here comes, yeah!
Kick it. I mean, kick it now.
Remember how we listened to the radio? And I said, that's the place to be.
I love that song. I mean, he does Cats in the Cradle. I mean, he's a very, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like he was a singer-songwriter from the 70s. You know, way before, you know, he was massively popular ever before I was born. I think he's got a great voice, and it's very emotional. I don't know why, you know, you find it so entertaining that I like that song. I know you don't like it, and Sylvia
just,
doesn't
just
like
take
it.
Yourself, I like it. You just take yourself way too seriously.
How am I too seriously?
Hey, Daddy-O's on the radio. Shut up. No one cares.
What rhymes with radio?
Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
As jerks.
Well, if that audio doesn't get you emotional, how about this? Earlier in the week, we played Cover Your Ears.
Yes, we did.
And every time we play Cover Your Ears, Ian scours the internet looking for the very best audio that he can find of people performing covers that, you know, sometimes are a little different than mm-hmm. the original, but we will not knock on them and their interpretation of this music.
You know, art is art. It's yes, all about interpretation.
Just because this may be a bit more abstract doesn't make it bad.
So which one is this?
Yeah.
This is Imagine Dragons and Radioactive.
Obnoxious. I don't hate it.
I kind of like it.
I feel like death metal and Imagine Dragons kind of lend themselves to each other a little
bit. Do they?
I feel like that's one you wouldn't necessarily think of right off the top of your head, but I think this guy did a hell of a job.
Yeah, I mean, because Imagine Dragons' lyrics and their songs are pretty angsty,
yes,
right? But then you add some of that just death metal to it. I like it.
And you said, was this from Russia is where you found that?
Yes, this video is actually from Russia. He does a lot of these, actually. You see a lot of these on YouTube, just death metal versions or metal version of like 99 Luftballons or something. That's stupid.
Well, let's stick with the Las Vegas band's theme here for just a moment because we have another one from Cover Your Ears. This is Panic at the Disco and High Hopes. Another example of why the internet is awesome.
Go make a legacy, manifest destiny. Back in the days, we wanted everything. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history. Light up your wildest dreams, museum victories. Every day, we wanted everything. Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up.
Same thing. Like there's a little bit in there where you're like, hey, this isn't too bad. And then you're like,
keep working at it.
This is pretty bad.
So you're saying that wasn't Brendan Urie?
Yeah, no, it was not.
Oh,
and last but not least, as an example of the internet is awesome, we have some audio here that Sylvia actually gave to us. We were talking about how over the last couple of days about things that your significant other made you throw away whenever you moved in together, mm-hmm. right? And in the case of a couple of different girls, they talked about how their man, when they moved in together, made him get rid of their their toys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we, Mahoney and I, just couldn't believe that a guy would do that because that is our tag team partner.
That like, you know what? You were in a race. You're getting ready to hand the baton
right.
off.
We have the same mutual goal, and I am tired. I have run my leg of the race.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody finish it for you.
I made it around the course once already.
Yes, I already ran around the course.
You want a partner in there so you can, like, you know.
Whatever, course, track. You don't know how I run.
You want a partner in there so you can, like, tag in.
It's a steeplechase, man. Yeah. You don't know what I do.
Well, and Sylvia was talking about how she tags in, and she actually has this audio that was recorded in her bedroom just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Oh my God. Not that violent.
You just hear, Sylvia, what are you doing in there, honey?
Nothing.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
We are doing beer for breakfast a little bit early today. We'll explain why later. But, Mahoney, I see that you are cheersing yourself, my good friend.
I'm not everybody. This is a festive cheersing area.
What?
What?
We're just cheersing.
What is wrong with you today?
Mahoney is still drunk from Holiday Ave. Mahoney has spent a couple of nights drinking and showing up to work early, and you put some beer in front of him.
It's not a good
His
combo.
Brain just burnt. All right. Okay.
Well, I'm glad we can get into beer for breakfast this morning, and it is cold outside all over the country, Dave, and I feel like...
Would you say baby it's cold outside?
Oh, no, you don't want to say
I
that.
I would say maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, my.
See, Dave, see what... That's right. Let's not get controversial during beer for breakfast, sir. The beer that we're doing... So during the colder months, I like to feature darker beers. I feel like it gives you a sense of warmth.
It does. Like there's something that goes with the cold months really well. Like the idea of going into a pub, you have your coat on and you get a nice stout or beer.
You knock the snow off.
The snow off your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, that's not snow. That's dandruff. You should really get some Celsius.
I've been using Head and Shoulders for
35 years.
And I still have
dandruff.
Well, I feel like it's probably a bad thing. I don't know. Anyway, but the beer that we're choosing today.
Your skin falling off at alarming rates is fine.
Well, this it's dead skin, man. It's dead skin. That's what dandruff is. That's all dandruff
is. Snake? Why are you shedding that much skin?
We all had that. Like, there's so much dead skin in your house, you don't even want to know how much there is.
You gotta exfoliate.
Yeah. I mean, I exfoliate in the shower. I got a
loofah. Ew.
What? I got a loofah.
How do you do? Oh.
I got a loofah. Which, by
I just
way,
vigorously scrub in the shower. It's
which,
fine.
By the way, that thing is like sandpaper. If you ever like run out of like sandpaper, just go get the loofah and use it dry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
totally. Yep.
Just awful. But the beer we're featuring today is the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. So Leinenkugel, nationwide beer.
And Leinenkugel does a good job with their seasonals. My wife's a big fan of, I think it's their grapefruit one, whatever it is, but they have a lot of good summertime beer, so I'm excited to try this.
Oh, their Shandy's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people look at it, it's a mass produced. Leinenkugel is owned by Miller.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't like it when good beers, because Leinenkugel was a good beer before they were ever bought out by Miller. I don't like when craft beer people turn their nose up at good beer, even though it's
those are the craft beer hipsters. Like, who cares what they think?
But luckily, this one is available.
I like beers that you can go get anywhere.
Got it at the grocery store last night at 11
Boom.
p.m.
Oh.
So the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter has
Wait
six.
A minute.
What?
You were at a grocery store buying beer at 11 o'clock last night when we have a morning show to do?
Yeah, I was coming home from a concert.
Okay.
And I was hungry and I needed to get beer for the show because I had fried to get it earlier.
Did you get food as well?
I bought two cans of SpaghettiOs.
You went to a grocery store last night to buy beer and two cans of SpaghettiOs?
I mean, SpaghettiOs weren't on the list, but it just was an impulse buy as I walked by.
Did you see it
on
the way out?
You're a 37-year-old toddler. You know that?
When was the last time I had some SpaghettiOs and meatballs?
It does sound pretty good.
It is delicious.
Well, it sounds good now.
I don't care if I have a palate of an 8-year-old. I still like it.
8-year-olds know what's up.
They do know what's up. And they do SpaghettiOs that have hot dogs in them built in.
Really?
Yeah, you don't even have to have the hot dogs at home. Anyway. The Snowdrift Porter from Leinenkugel has 6% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle that came in a six-pack that was priced at $9.99. It's available at all places where craft beer is sold. Proper glassware, serve this out of a pint or a mug. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Woo. We don't need a drum roll until the end.
Sorry about that.
The look of the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter pours a very dark brown, almost black. Doesn't really pour very thick. With an average pour, got about 2 inches of fluffy tan head. The next category is smell. Let's all take a big drink, or excuse me, a big whiff.
Whiff?
So drunk still.
Big whiff.
Whiff.
Of the Leinenkugel.
Whiff.
Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Whiff.
Whiff.
Sylvia, we will start with you. Does this smell like a beer that you would like to drink?
I would, because it doesn't seem so intimidating.
Yeah.
There's not a big nose on it.
No.
It's not huge.
Mm-mm.
What are the flavors or the scents that you are getting?
Sweet.
There's a sweetness that you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of the darker beers, the stouts, you get kind of like a caramel or like a dark chocolate type of smell to it. Yeah.
A little bit of chocolate. I think there's a pretty solid like roasted coffee, so you get those roasted malts in there as well. Let's all cheers and take a big drink of the...
Leinenkugel.
Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Everyone's supposed to be cheersing. I look over at Ian, and he's just got his nose like 3 inches deep in his beer as he's slamming it. My man.
I'll take another drink.
Supposed to do it again.
Okay, we get it. You're drinking.
Okay. We'll start with you, Dave. What do you think of the taste of this? You're traditionally an IPA drinker and not a big porter guy.
Yeah, not a big porter, not a big stout guy. This is a very easy drinking stout.
Very much so.
It is really the sort of beer where I can imagine like you're skiing and then you go into the lodge and you get one of these and it just fits very well. And I mean, obviously it's called, what did you say, Snowdrift?
Yeah, it's called Snowdrift.
So, I mean, that makes sense.
Not
but it doesn't feel too heavy, which I like.
It's not heavy at all.
It's a very, very light porter, which I tend to lean towards. If I'm going to drink a heavier beer, I prefer an IPA that kind of hangs out. But this, as far as porters go, is very easy drinking, and you can have like 3 or 4 of these and not feel bloated.
We had a pastry stout a couple weeks ago, and you and I when we were hanging out, and that thing poured, and it was like viscous. It was like the thickness of oil, and if you pour this, it actually looks thin. When you're pouring this, you're like, oh wow, I expected that to be quite a bit thicker. So it is very easy drinking. Ian, I'm curious to see what you have to say about this, because again, you are not a big porter fan.
No, I'm not. But this one I actually really enjoy,
because
like what it's Dave said, it goes down very easy, and it's not it's not too malty. It's not too malty for me, and there's no...
It's not overbearing.
And it's not overly sweet either. Yeah. I mean, it's called a vanilla porter, so you'd expect it to be pretty sweet. It's not, which I appreciate, because I don't like beer that's overly sweet.
Yeah, I got you.
Are any of you getting that vanilla? It took me
a
couple sips to get that vanilla.
It's not
there. I like it.
It's not overwhelming. It shows up more when it warms up. And Sylvia, you do traditionally like the darker beers that we drink on the show. You being the not big drinker, probably the most... sober out of all of us here on the show. But what are your thoughts on the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter?
Initially, I thought it was going to be really heavy and just like really thick. But when I took the first sip, it was light and it's really good.
It's a beer that you would drink again.
Yeah.
Okay. You going to finish this whole one and get tipsy?
I don't know, man.
She had one shot at the concert the other day.
Yeah, well, it was Fireball.
And then
she's like, I'm pretty drunk. I'm like, you're such a cheap date.
But isn't that good?
Yes.
I mean, I guess.
Till you get lost.
Yeah, you get lost leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know where the valet is.
You're like, it's right where you left it.
I should have went left when
there's
I went right.
There's signs everywhere.
I know.
Front. Main valet.
I know.
All right.
For me, the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter, I think this is a pretty tasty porter. I didn't have a lot of high expectations going into it. It starts off with like a solid like chocolate rush, and it's balanced out by that roasted coffee that you get in the nose. It sticks around for a bit. So with the bite, it's almost like a coffee bite. You get that in the finish, and there's a little bit of vanilla spattering in there as well. But overall, I would say it's a very nicely balanced beer. It's not huge on the flavor, but it is definitely adequate when it comes to that. The mouthfeel, this is light to medium bodied and smooth.
Yep.
I would say just
easy
very
drinking,
smooth.
Yep.
And drinkability, this is a great introductory porter. Porters kind of scare a lot of people who are new to dark beer away, but I think this is a good beer that could get people into that style and take that first step into darker beers in their life. Can I get a drum roll, please, now, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Oh! Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter available this holiday season. A 3.7 out of 5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You realize that we didn't do the look? Like you screwed up your own review?
No, I did look. I just skipped over. I didn't care what you guys had to say about it.
Yeah. Wow.
Moved right along.
Moving along.
Okay.
Brevity. Yes. Brevity.
Got it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian likes to shame us, Mahoney, instead of telling us how great we are, which we deserve.
I mean, every day I need somebody to tell me, you know, you are the best I've ever
heard.
You
need that positive affirmation.
Yeah.
Because you deserve it.
I mean, yes, I've earned it, Dave. Mm-hmm.
You earned it.
But I'm entitled to it.
You sure are. Instead, Ian, he puts together a collaboration of all of our bloops from every week. And again, he shames us because he hates us.
Why do you hate us, man?
Yeah, why are you trying to dull my star, man? Why stealing the shine?
Well, I just want, again, I want this to be...
Why are you trying to silence this voice?
Well, he's not Mahoney, silencing it.
Mahoney, you've had, like, literally, like, 12 bloopers today. I just want to let you know that. I don't even want to look at my sheet right now with how many bloopers you have. So I need to do this not to shame you guys, but to motivate you. That is what I'm trying to do with this.
You're not angry with us. You're just disappointed.
Oh, I'm always angry.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
They don't label them as adult toys. They label them same thing, right, Ian? Like personal massagers?
Personal massagers.
Personal massagers.
Personal massagers.
There's no way to get out of the store without it getting scanned.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
You don't know how
also,
it works.
Also, is this the death
works,
of...
Okay, I'm just guessing.
Is this the death of the occupation of cashiers? Is this the death of the occupation...
And it's the scene from The Lion King where Mustafa...
Oh, yeah.
Is not
Mufasa.
Whatever his name is.
Whatever.
The scene from The Lion King where Mustafa...
Oh, yeah.
Is not
Mufasa.
Whatever his name is.
Whatever. A date that was pushed back several times due to technical challenges. Virgin Galactic, of course, is competing with... SpaceX, Virgin Galactic.
Which, by the way, I did not know Magic Johnson had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She is very, very attractive. I did not know Magic daughter or Magic Johnson had a daughter. Sambo is being added to the Olympics.
Sambo?
And kickboxing.
Okay.
Summer Olympics.
Oh.
So
okay.
If that could be added, this could be added to the Winter Olympics to make it more exciting. I did not know.
No.
This is the death of the occupy of
personal massages.
Virgin glass. Yeah. Mahoney, imagine if the Whimper Olympics were a real thing. Just a bunch of people go.
KXTE-FM HD1, Corrupt Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X107.5.
Would there also be a summer version of the Whimper Olympics where you get the, man, it's hot.
It's so hot.
I'm sweating.
Dave and Mahoney.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West.
Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.